Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Do you want to mention anything about Nancy, or that shouldn't be done?
We're on the air now, Otto, so you can mention anything you want.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
I've been back. You got to pay attention to me, guys. Come on.
Wow, we're so sorry. We're just so caught up in our hot topic.
I think everybody today arrived with a case of the sillies, and we're okay, though. That's a good thing for Friday. So
Dan didn't realize we did this on purpose so that he would participate.
That's right. It was all a trap.
This morning we set the whole thing up. How do we get Dan to talk? It's like, I know. We'll ignore him. And then when the show's on the air, he's going to have to say, shut up, you idiots. We're talking.
A couple of weeks.
You know what? We haven't been together in a while, so it was nice to kind of, you know.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, it's like you all got together and said, you know what? We're just going to just blow through the breaks. We're just going to go as long as we want.
You weren't waving enough.
Yes, we needed your to pop in.
I thought he was swatting a fly.
Yeah, I said, what's Dan? What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
But what I want to tell everyone, we were talking previously about North Hempstead TV programming, and you know, obviously, if you are watching us on TV, you will know this. But if you are listening on the radio, to access North Hempstead TV, obviously, you need to live in North Hempstead. Some areas outside of North Hempstead can actually get it.
You need a TV, too.
Yeah. You need a TV, too. I like that. That's good. That's the first step, probably. Yeah. And so it is Cablevision Channel 18 or 63, and it is Verizon Fios Channel 46. But if you do not have North Hempstead TV, if not, you are able to actually watch videos on the Project Independence website, or on YouTube at the WCWP login. You can go on there and you can see all of our videos too if you don't live in North Hempstead and want to catch it. So,
what's the
Christina, give out the schedule, because I do that now. I didn't know. I if I want to look for a show or something, like the Chigan or whatever it was, that guy, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Give out that address, if you don't mind.
Yes, because so the exercise program is on, if I could find it in one of these papers.
No, but it was like, you gave me something to look up.
Yes, well, if you go to the website, because what it is it changes daily, because we get the phone calls all the time, you know, certain people saying, you know, I thought this was going to be here, but they try and keep somewhat of a schedule. But if you go to www.mynhtv.com/schedule, you will get the schedule, an up-to-date schedule. With the Project Independence radio show, they usually try to air at 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. daily. But, you know, sometimes that changes based on other programs. The exercise program is somewhere in this pile of papers I have. So I will find that, you know, for next week. But if you go to that, you could see, because there's Tai Chi, there's Zumba, there's yoga. And on top of that, there's also live via Zoom exercise classes, too, which are so popular. And those, I actually have the schedule in front of me. That is Dance Fitness is on Mondays at 2 p.m. Fitness is Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And yoga is Thursdays at 11 a.m. Now, that's Zoom, so that's more interactive.
Oh, okay. So that's Zoom. That's why it's 2 o'clock. And you mentioned the other one was mynhtv.com/schedule.
Yes.
And that said that we're on typically at 2 o'clock,
9 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Right. In case you didn't catch it in the morning, you can catch it again in the afternoon.
Right, or if you just want to watch it again, you know. You just
and the next day. Now, how many days do you have any idea is the same show on?
It depends. You know, it's hard because it's based on when they get it and how they, you know, get it on. But it's usually, you know, for that week, you know, if all things plan out, they'll be playing, you know, they should be playing the same episode. Unless, you know, who knows, they might have a favorite episode and they just re-air it. You never know. But it's a great system. And I have to give a special shout out to our Dan Cox, who does all the fabulous editing and sends it right over to North Hempstead TV. So all they have to do is just upload it and play it on the TV.
Well, you actually, you know what you just said, upload, but you can actually download and keep a show if you choose to.
That's right. You could have a whole archive if you really just love it so incredibly much. But it's really great, and I encourage everyone to. It's really great for all ages, is what I want to get across to. It's not just senior programming. They have so many great little crafty things for children and different specials that are there too. So, but also very important, which is a hot topic for starting today, New Yorkers age 60 and older can get vaccinated at certain state-run mass vaccination centers with no appointment. That was posted. Senator Anna Kaplan, I saw, had posted that, and we were sending it around. So these are what's good for us is SUNY Old Westbury, the Aqueduct Racetrack you can go to, Suffolk Community College, and then there's a bunch, you know, obviously in Queens and Manhattan. But, you know, that what I thought was an interesting little thing. So those centers you don't even need to make an appointment for if you are 60 and over.
You know, we are way ahead of the rest of the country, in my opinion. One of our sons lives in Pennsylvania, and he's still not eligible to get a vaccine. He's 48.
But so, it's just hard. It's so hard to, you know, I laugh with my family and friends to, like, even keep up. Like, I tried to, like, you know, keep up with, like, knowing everything that, like, you know, and I was like, it is so all over the place in different places and different requirements. And I was like, I've just given up, throwing the towel on understanding. I have to deal with things in isolated ways now, I think is really what has to be done.
How long does he have to wait, Otto?
I don't know. He doesn't know either. You know, and we're as a family, we're going to get together in July. You know, we rented a house. And there'll be 22 of us or whatever. And his family's the only one that hasn't gotten any shots yet. Everybody else has had two.
Wow.
Well, before I know, we are on our last segment, and I wanted to touch upon, because I have scheduled the radio show through June.
Okay.
So I just want to get it over. Through June. I had mentioned next week's schedule, and then in May, here are some of the guests. We have on Barry Klitzberg, who discussed, he's from the HICAP program, and he said there are some new Medicare 2021 updates and dealing with COVID. So he thought it was important to come on. He actually reached out to me. I said,
oh, okay.
Bring him on. Then we have on Larry Cardano, who is a hearing center of Long Island he works for. He's an audiologist. He's going to talk about seniors and hearing issues, which we certainly had touched upon today, because that is very difficult in this new world that we're in. We have on the following week Josephine Marizadeh. Hopefully I'm saying her name right, which she is a trustee on the Great Neck Library Board. She's coming on to discuss having a life of purpose, which is really great. Then on May 28th, we have some repeat shows. Then we're in June. And we have on two representatives from the Parks Department who will be coming on to talk about summer 2021 programs at North Hempstead Parks and at the Yes We Can Community Center. The following week, we have on someone from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Long Island. He is great. He was actually at our advisory, Eric Schramm. And he's going to come on, hopefully, with a big mentor and a little. Which is, it's such a great program.
Nice.
Do amazing stuff. So they will be on June 18th. Barry Otto will be very excited to hear. I have snagged the executive director and commissioner of the Town North Hempstead Solid Waste Department. And he is going to talk about recycling and keeping our town clean and green. Because I said to him, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what number 5 plastics were. Because he was like, I don't know what, you know, I could go into a lot of depth. I was like, we like depth because we're very curious about these bizarre details, the in and outs of things, which it's very complex. You know, on the surface, people say, oh, yes, I have a recycling bin. I could just put it. It's way more complex than that.
I think that it has gotten to the point where maybe part of the discussion's got to be, how do you manage your recycling?
Yeah. No, and I think, and he's so knowledgeable. So he's going to be on, which I'm very excited about. And then on June 25th, we have Kathleen Ott, who is a favorite of the radio show. She works for the Administration for Community Living, and she's going to discuss programs they're doing, and we're going to touch upon the theme of 2021 for seniors, which is communities of strength. So that is quite the diverse mix of people, you know. And then throughout, which has been great too, John and myself have been working on kind of getting people to pop in with, you know, hot topics kind of based upon what's going on that week. We've had County Executive Laura Curran. We'll be back sometime in May giving us updates. So it's great. So stay tuned. You never know who's going to pop in the show, I think, is the main thing over here.
What's nice is the pop-up. It's, and Laura is great. But it's nice to have a full hour show like we had today with Risa Rothman and have someone like Laura who has something important. She's always welcome, or any of our public officials.
Yeah, because I think last week we had
bring it to our attention.
Yeah, I think we had Celia last week, Celia Bino,
who was
absolutely fabulous, you know, who was discussing the pop-up vaccine centers that they were doing over in Westbury. And it was just great, you know, you get a touch, and then obviously it's like a little taste because we'll have these people back for a longer segment. But I think it's important because we are, you know, giving great up-to-date news and information on the radio program. You know, this is where you can tune in for the hot off-the-press news, which is really exciting.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's a lot more potholes out there now at this time of the year.
I have noticed because I'm trained by my husband to avoid them at all costs. I think I'm just going to go rogue and just drive into all kinds of potholes all the time. So I have become a master at, you know, getting around the pothole. But that was the North Hempstead press release came out with that, and they are reminding residents to call 311 or 869-6311 to report these.
You can also do it on the project, the North Hempstead website.
Perfect.
And do 311 and report the location. I did it last year, and in a matter of a couple of hours, the pothole was filled up.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. And Dan has a very valuable picture that he can put on with this about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
About
that's
a real
right.
pothole.
Thank you for that.
About a real pothole.
Really. You know, North Hempstead, I have to say, and kudos to Supervisor Bosworth and the whole town board and really all the departments that work for North Hempstead, because they're really just in all aspects of life trying to make things kind of streamlined and easier. So the fact that you can report these potholes very easily, you can send a picture of it, is really great. And the turnaround is wonderful. So shout out to them. The STOP program will be, there's a bunch of dates coming in, so everyone stay organized and get rid of your stuff, which is kind of my mantra. So.
Dan's waving. I don't know what he...
Dan's waving because it's the end of another show.
There it is.
And really, it was a great show. It always is. I really love getting together with you guys, and it's so informational or informative to our listeners and our viewers. So you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and you'll be watching us on Channel 46, with Fios during the week, and I forget the other channel.
63. But
63 channel. Christina 18. Gave the information.
18 or 63 on cable.
18 or 63 on cable. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, everyone, and we'll be back next week.